Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer at WNYC. Coyote comes to New York, goes to college. The Columbia University student newspaper, The Spectator, is reporting a sighting of three actual coyotes on the 116th Street campus Sunday morning and an email to students from a dean confirming it. Living in the city, it's sometimes easy to forget that there's more to wildlife than pigeons, mice, and the Bronx Zoo. In the suburbs, deer, yes, coyote, and sometimes even bears are facts of life. But a coyote at Columbia? Well, our next guest, biologist Stephen DiStefano, is author of the book Coyote at the Kitchen Door, Living with Wildlife in Suburbia. And he's here to talk about the interplay between wayward wildlife and urban sprawl, and sometimes even the city itself. Stephen DiStefano, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
And you write that the coyote is an American success story. What do you mean?
Well, it's a couple of things. One is that the species originated in the western prairies and plains and was basically restricted there throughout much of its history. Then in recent times, it was really ranchers and government agents really tried to reduce its numbers because of problems with the livestock industry, and the coyote just survived all of it. And then once wolves were removed from much of their range, the coyote just started to spread. And now it's found in every state except Hawaii. So they've just had this amazing dispersal throughout the entire, almost the entire continent of North America.
We usually think that human expansion hurts animals, but you write that some species actually might not even be around anymore if it weren't for the environments created by humans. Which animals have really thrived in suburban and urban settings?
Well, those species are actually the ones we're typically not too fond of. So things like starlings and house sparrows, Norway rats, a lot of them are non-native species, but they really exist in high numbers and are very successful where humans have developed the landscape. And without that, they probably wouldn't even be here, or they'd be here in very reduced numbers. But then there are other species. There are native species like the coyote that are just very adaptable and are able to take advantage of towns and cities and the resources that that exist in those places for these animals.
I wonder if the coyote now belongs on that list, because there have been several coyote sightings recently here in Manhattan, in Central Park previously, and now at Columbia. Does this surprise you?
No, not at all. In fact, it's really what we would expect of the coyote. It's really not only spread throughout North America in what you might call natural environments, but it's really been able to move in suburban and very urban areas and really do quite well. It's very successful in those areas.
What could be driving some coyotes so deep into the city?
You know, I think in general, it's just this this kind of idea that ecologists talk about, that animals, wildlife, exploit the environment. And we don't mean exploit in the negative way that we talk about it with humans. We just mean that there are resources out there, there are habitats to be occupied, and when those things exist, animals find a way to take advantage of that. So in a city where you have you still have woodlots, you have parks, you have little patches of habitat, plus you have a wide variety of food resources, and for a species like the coyote that eats just about everything, it's just able to take advantage of that situation.
And listeners, especially in suburbia, what are your experiences with wildlife? Are there coyotes at your kitchen door? Do you think this is just a reality of living outside the city? Is it even charming in some way? Or is this a danger and more should be done to control wild animals in your community? What do you think? Call with your encounters and what you think the relationship between humans and animals like coyotes should be. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. For Stephen DiStefano, author of Coyote at the Kitchen Door, Living with Wildlife in Suburbia, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. 9-2. By the way, on that Columbia sighting, how would a coyote get that far into Manhattan? How would they travel? I mean, not down Broadway, right?
You know, nothing would surprise me with coyotes. They, I would expect that they would, you know, seek out any kind of linkages that there are in a city. So going from park to park, you know, along riverways, sort of, you know, probably the less occupied parts of the city. That's one way. Another way is, they'll do a lot of traveling at night. So when the city's relatively quiet, those urban streets become much more accessible to something like a coyote. In fact, we see bears in, you know, smaller cities in Massachusetts, but black bears that are living in cities like Northampton, they're holed up in brushy areas during the day. At night, they're all over the city foraging for food.
And what do they eat? In fact, Andrea from Manhattan on our webpage asks, is there a relationship between the seeming increase in the white-tailed deer population and coyotes?
Coyotes will eat white-tailed deer. In fact, there's a lot of interest and debate about coyotes in the Northeast and white-tailed deer because this subspecies, some people are saying now it's a hybrid between wolves and coyotes, but a larger animal that will form packs and will go after deer. So certainly that does take place. But coyotes they'll basically eat almost anything. They do eat a lot of mice, small mammals, rodents. They'll eat birds, but they'll also eat a lot of vegetable matter, berries. They'll eat grasshoppers and insects. They scavenge a lot. They'll certainly eat garbage and dog food and anything like that that's left around.
Roxy in Putnam County, you're on WNYC. Hey, Roxy.
Hi. I live 45 miles north of the city. We have 2.5 acres and a chicken coop, and I certainly know what coyotes look like. Before I get to my other question, I just have to, you know, just for clarification, your learned guest should be able to put an end to this. Is it coyote or coyote? I'm pretty sure it's coyote. I've heard him refer to it both ways so far in this conversation. So that's the first point. The second one is I do have a fair share of coyote sightings up here, but is it true? Did I actually see a wolf near my chicken coop the other day?
Well, for the first question, it's either way, coyote or coyote. People call them both. Different parts of the country might use different terms, but I use them interchangeably. So you can call them coyotes or coyotes.
You're confusing me.
Well, choice is okay.
I'm going coyotes. Okay. What about the wolf?
probably not. Probably what you saw was an eastern coyote, which is a fairly large animal for a coyote. It's the biggest subspecies in North America. So the coyotes we have around here are large. You see them this time of year when they're really furred out for the winter. They can look really big. And, you know, we're not really used to seeing really big animals around. Not many bears. It's been a long time since there have been mountain lions in this part of the world. So when we see a large male coyote, it can look really big.
Thanks, Roxy. Seth in Irvington, you're on WNYC. Hi, Seth.
Hey, good morning. I live in Irvington, which is about 20 miles north of Midtown. And I just had my first coyote sighting ever, actually, in my life about 3 weeks, a month ago, as I was on my street walking my dog. A coyote walked out from behind a garage about 3 doors down and just stood in the middle of the street staring at my dog and I, and it's a little white dog, and it was on a leash. And I just kind of stood there staring back at it. It ran behind, kind of trotted behind the garage, then came back out and just looked at us again. At that point, I picked up my dog and walked in the house. Is that the kind of thing? I haven't seen it since, although a couple of other neighbors reported it. Do we need to worry about our little dogs as now obviously they're up in our neighborhood?
You know, you do need to be careful with small dogs. I mean, that coyote could have been just curious. When I was working out west, hiking through sagebrush, I had my dog with me, who's a border collie, you know, pretty good-sized dog. And I've had coyotes follow me and just, mm-hmm. you know, looking over the top of the sagebrush. They're curious. With a small dog, even on a leash, I would have done exactly what you did.
And there was a report a couple of weeks ago of a woman walking along trails in the woods in Westchester who was reportedly attacked by a coyote I heard Roxy. So what else do people need to do?
These incidents do occur. They're really rare. I mean, I live in an area where we have coyotes all over the place. In fact, we raise chickens and we live in the woods, and you put those two things together and there are lots of coyotes around. Just being aware of your surroundings, you know, in the situation where you see a coyote come from around a garage door, you know, if you start seeing that again, sometimes when you see an animal sort of repeatedly show itself, that could be a precursor to something more happening. Being aggressive towards that animal, just being aware, you know, I don't think I'd leave my small dog chained to the front yard without me being around.
And we have another caller now, Seth, you won't be happy to hear this, who says that 3 or 4 years ago, he and his dog were attacked by what he says were 6 coyotes or coyotes in Irvington. So it wouldn't be the first time, apparently. Oh, Jack in Farmingdale wants to hunt them. Hey, Jack.
How are you? Good morning.
You want to go get them?
No, not really. They're part of the food chain, but I think they have to be trimmed off because I go deer hunting and small game hunting. And I've seen the coyotes chase the young deer, not the full-grown deer. And they're decimating a lot of them up in certain parts of upstate New York. And as far as, like, the pheasant population goes, there is no one anymore because they go after the chicks as soon as they're born. Now, I don't say kill them all, but I think we should have a kind of a restricted season, elongated season. But the DEC seems to turn a deaf ear to that.
Stephen, do they do that anywhere? What's the policy debate over coyotes and hunting?
Well, there is coyote hunting virtually in every state where there are coyotes, and you know, highly regulated. But
you're saying not in New York, Jack? There's no legal.
No, they are. It is regulated in New York, but I believe the season is too short.
I see.
To make any dent in the population.
Yeah, they actually extended the season in Massachusetts, and they ended up shooting more coyotes. That, as you can imagine, was very controversial. You know, some of the literature I've read, people who have studied coyote control, it can be effective in keeping their numbers down. People don't like to hear that because they don't want them killed, you know, some people. But it is an issue. And lethal control is sometimes part of the program that we need to institute, I think, in some cases.
Jack, thank you for your call. We've got about a minute left. Where are you coming from, ultimately, in your book? Is it that you want to kind of glorify the coyote or coyote? Now Roxy has me saying it both ways every time it comes out of my mouth. Or is it that you want to warn people about them? Do you want us to take care of them? Where are you coming from, ultimately?
Actually, the book is more about, the coyote was more of sort of a symbol of what I see as our relationship to nature. And some of this conversation is bringing that out. You have people who admire coyotes. They don't want them harmed in any way. They basically want to leave them alone. You have other people who are unsure about coyotes or who are afraid of them, or who, I know people who won't go outside or leave their windows open in the summer because they're afraid of coyotes. So there's sort of this dichotomy in viewing the coyote, and I think sort of all of nature. But really the book was not so much to either glorify or vilify coyotes, but sort of present this, you know, this dual view that society has of them. Mm-hmm. And my bigger concern is really sprawl and loss of habitat and open space, and what that means to wildlife and what that means to society. And the coyote was sort of just an analogy of that.
Well, as for those ones on Columbia University's campus, I want to see if they go for the J School or the Law Library. That's what I want to know. Stephen DeStefano is the author of Coyote at the Kitchen Door, Living with Wildlife in Suburbia. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.